What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're talking about the F-35 and this article saying, is this thing really worth all the money being poured into it? And the program has been mismanaged. It's over budget. It's way behind schedule. And what they're doing in order to make it look like the F-35 is getting delivered somewhere around its delivery time is they're sending out F-35 jets that are not actually mission capable. They can be used for training, but they don't have all the bells and whistles because the bells and whistles haven't been designed yet. One of the biggest problems that the jet is dealing with is trying to be all things to all people. And that's never been a good strategy. In the long run, it doesn't actually save money because you spend more money taking this one design that's supposed to be for everybody and tinkering it to fit the different needs. And one of the big issues in that area is the F-35's vertical takeoff and landing, which was demanded by the Marine Corps. And the bulkier fuselage and extra fuel tanks for the Marine version resulted in performance degradation for all the variants of the F-35. So their performance is inferior to the fourth generation fighters it's intended to replace. And it's just nonsense. All right, let's take a phone call. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was going to say... The inflation seems to be an issue in the stock market today with bond yields inverting and the short-term interest rates rising. And again, oil doesn't seem to be pulling back. And if we get above 70, that's going to be another type of a problem for the consumer mm-hmm. who isn't going to be able to consume very much longer. But I think the only positive thing probably for the market would be this meeting next month when they raise interest. Well, when they have the Fed will either raise interest rates or not. But with President Trump, that might be a positive for the market. But right now, again, it just looks like inflation is starting to rear its head. And I don't think we have the ability to keep up with our debt with rising interest rates. So,
yeah, we don't have an ability to keep up with our debt, period, even with the interest rates staying where they are. It's just that's the trap of private central banking. The debt always exceeds the available money supply.
Right, so they're probably going to have to try to keep this market propped up because you got these pension funds that, like in California and Chicago and around the country that are, they don't have enough taxpayers to keep paying into the system, and then they're going to have to start cutting back on services. Like education and any police. All of it, maybe we're going to have to start cutting back on military expenses and start doing something else with this economy and addressing these real issues.
I'd love to see that happen. But unfortunately, our current leadership, Trump included, thinks it's more important to spend the American people's tax money on the machinery of war than on the American people. And that definitely needs to change.
Yeah, definitely. Our manufacturing, I don't believe, are we exporting, vehicles? Are we actually producing everything here? It's parts and the labor and everything here, like with Ford or GM? I thought GM was in trouble, actually. They got a bailout, remember? How many years ago?
Yeah, they got a bailout. Well, a lot of the automotive companies have opened factories in other countries. Trump is trying to lure them back, and certainly a lot of the parts are being made in foreign countries as well. Our manufacturing, we still manufacture, but nowhere near the scale that we did 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the capability of manufacturing high technical electronics, and besides Boeing, I would think, you know, besides Boeing, you know, that industry, I mean, if we needed to create parts and you know, planes to fight another war, I don't think we have what it takes to manufacture any of those parts.
Well, they, you know, they throw something together, but that's no guarantee of quality, you know, with the final finished product. But if a global war starts up, a lot of those supply chains are going to go away. That's just the long and short of it.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I think the three players are going to be China, the Middle East, and us, the West.
Don't forget Russia.
So if one of us goes down, you know, it'll just be between the other two. I think I told you that before, but I really hope we don't get to that. And we're trying to turn around here in the United States, but you know, consuming and living beyond our means and playing these same old games over and over and not stopping these global wars and hegemony and all the rest of it, you know, it just doesn't seem to happen. And whether it's going to lead to something huge, like I just said, somebody falling, I really hope we don't go there.
I'm in agreement with you. I don't want to see us go into that global war. My concern is that if the U.S. gets into a real war with Russia and China aligned together against us, there's no way that we can win. And unfortunately, that means at some point somebody will hit the panic button and resort to the nuclear arsenal.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. We're not even prepared for that at all. I mean, we're not going to be able to get down into those bunkers. They're not going to let everybody down there.
No, there's no room.
Yeah.
I mean, Mount Weather is, you know, able to hold the White House staff. The Greenbrier is able to hold Congress. And there's that resort that's down there, I think, in North Carolina, where the Supreme Court goes to hide on out. And then, of course, the military have all their command bunkers. They got all kinds of them all over this rock. But no, ordinary people who paid for all of this, we will not be allowed inside.
Right, exactly. And, you know, if they do have a nuclear situation, you know what? If they got two, three years, if they got 5 years of food supply, by the time they come out, everything's going to be still radioactive. I mean, really, it's a terrible situation.
It is a terrible situation, and I know probably the people who have access to these bunkers are thinking they're going to go on down, they've got a couple of years of food, and they're going to come on up, and the world will be beautiful and green, Garden of Eden, and they'll just start civilization all over. But they could very easily come on up to an absolute dead planet, not just radioactive,
exactly.
But the entire food chain has collapsed, and there's, you know, after the stored food runs out, they're going to be eating each other.
Yeah, wow, exactly. You know, Mike, real quick, I'll let you go. I'm surprised Fukushima didn't do as much damage as it did to the Pacific Ocean.
Well, we don't know how much damage has been done, and certainly neither Japan nor General Electric or the fishing industry as a whole wants anybody to be concerned about it. But right now, Claire and I are dealing with, unfortunately, a lot of deaths and illnesses at her church. Two of the singers in her choir passed away in the last month from this incredibly aggressive cancer. When you look at the back of the bulletin every Sunday, it's, you know, pray for this family cancer, pray for this family cancer, pray for this family cancer. Other people have noticed it as well. The numbers are way out of line with the official statistics for the island of Oahu. Are we dealing with the effects of Fukushima? Are we dealing with the effects of glyphosate? Some years back, apparently, the Navy had a training accident and fired two depleted uranium shells into the hills right above our house here. Those have never been found. Now, if those are corroding and oxidizing and getting into the water table, that's another possibility. I still cannot find a neighborhood-by-neighborhood cancer incidence map. It's like it's classified. They don't want you to know. Okay?
Yeah, very good. Environment is key. You know, if you have a poison environment, there's going to be some kind of a link to it. Thank you very much for talking, Mike, okay?
All right, we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. First, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the F-35, it was billed and sold as the do-it-all airplane, which I guess they see it as a flying Swiss Army knife. Huge cost overruns, delivery issues, quality control problems. Apparently, one thing it doesn't do is defend itself against missiles that are coming to kill it. I assume that it's got flares and anti-radar chafe, but they're talking about something a little more dynamic, and sure enough, the Pentagon is out there saying the F-35 can achieve missile defense capability if we just spend a little more money on it. I would like to see a country in which all of our tax money goes to our schools and hospitals, and every time the Pentagon wants a new bomber, they're holding bake sales out in front of the local supermarket. That's what I want to see in this country here. Now, Japan has come up with another idea. They are inquiring of America's defense contractors if it would be possible to make a hybrid aircraft combining features of the F-22 and the F-35. And I would say probably better off just starting, you know, at the drawing board. And going for what you want, because neither one of these planes have performed as advertised. The F-22 is a very agile fighter. It is very stealthy, but it can't climb too high because of that breathing system. The F-35 problems could fill a book. But so Japan wants a formal proposal for a new fighter that would combine the F-22 and F-35 and could be superior to both of them. In the case of the F-35, that's not going to be difficult. Japan is also talking to the Pentagon about military cooperation in space. And apparently U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan and Japan's Space Policy Minister Masashi Matsuyama have discussed how to advance cooperation in space amid tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. Now, I am obviously very concerned about the idea of combat in low Earth orbit. I understand it's going to be communication satellites, going to be surveillance satellites, but when they start getting shot by ground interceptors or air-launched interceptors, they're going to break into these tiny fragments, and these tiny fragments are just going to go off into other orbits, and it's going to just become this shotgun blast of debris running around the Earth, smashing up other satellites, and it could be a domino effect, and it could turn low Earth orbit into literally a minefield of shrapnel that we can no longer safely launch through. But unfortunately, the planners of war, they never think in those terms. It's always, we have to win now, and we'll worry about the consequences later, which is why we have all these barrels of abandoned munitions on the floor of the ocean off the coast of Oahu. Japan has also signed a deal with Canada, allowing them to use each other's military equipment. They're calling this the Acquisition and Cross-Servicing Agreement, which steps up military cooperation between Canada and Japan and allows them to use each other's military equipment in various operations. So it gives them a little bit more flexibility. Everybody getting ready for the big war. All right, let's talk about domestic politics because there's a lot of stuff going on over here. As you know, the Democratic National Committee has filed what appears to be a very frivolous nuisance lawsuit against Trump, Russia, and WikiLeaks over the hacked emails. And I think at first blush, they did it just to give the corporate media another reason to push the collusion story as if it's current news. Because everybody's tired about this. Mueller's been looking for over a year, and he's found nothing. So how do you repackage a story? Well, we'll wrap it in a lawsuit. And so they're off and running. And Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez on NBC's Meet the Press was out there saying, we've seen a mountain of evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And he went on to say, I think they failed to impose sufficient cost on Russia for this dramatic and reckless and unprecedented hack because this administration is compromised. And I want to make sure we send a very clear signal. Well, first of all, there is no such crime as collusion under U.S. law. But more to the point, if you want to talk about collusion, let's talk about that Uranium One deal. More on that a little bit later. People coming on out of Russia Today is saying that this DNC lawsuit may blow back on them. Because if a judge doesn't outright dismiss it on the absurdity of it, then you're going to go to discovery. And discovery is where things will be exposed. Now, apparently on Meet the Press, Tom Perez was asked point blank if this lawsuit against Trump, Russia, and WikiLeaks was ordered by Hillary Clinton. He dodged the question and said, you're going to have to ask Hillary Clinton on that one. Now, obviously, the lawsuit, including WikiLeaks, is a serious threat to press freedom. And basically, the lawsuit is claiming that WikiLeaks used unofficially obtained materials in their reporting. Well, newspapers do that all the time. And getting on back to this movie we talked about in the first hour, The Post, that's how the Pentagon Papers came on out. That's how COINTELPRO came on out. WikiLeaks is not doing anything that the rest of the corporate media was doing. But this is another attempt to use lawfare to shut down those who are not towing the official story. And apparently Hillary Clinton, as she continues her everybody's to blame except me tour, is out there applauding efforts to censor the independent media. She thinks it's time for the independent media to go. We got to stop them talking about Vince Foster and Cattlegate and Travelgate and, you know, certainly the Uranium One deal and certainly the email scandal. They just need to shut up and sit quietly. WikiLeaks has responded by countersuing the Democrats, and they're saying discovery is going to be very, very interesting. Trump is countersuing the Democrats, and he's demanding the actual DNC servers, because the DNC lawsuit is claiming the servers were hacked, but they've never been inspected. The FBI never looked at them. The CIA never looked at them. Nobody ever looked at them except this private consulting agency hired by the DNC. They backed off and said, no, we're not sure. Timestamps on the leaked emails indicate it was not a hack over the internet. It was a dump to a high-speed flash drive. And that points the finger toward Seth Rich, who's still murder is still unsolved. So this is going to blow up in the Democrats' face, because Trump is going to get that server and it's going to be looked at by experts to see what really happened. And if it turns on out there's no evidence of Russian hacking, of course, it's been so long, who knows what's been planted on that device. This is going to get really interesting. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we will be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And here's a very interesting story. As you know, it took the Department of Justice 8 months to turn over the electronic communication, the document which the FBI used to launch the original counterintelligence investigation against the Trump campaign. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The source for all of this was Hillary Clinton's confidant, Sidney Blumenthal, pushed anti-Trump memos to the Obama State Department, written by Clinton hatchet man Cody Shearer and passed to Jonathan Weiner. There was no official intelligence used to start the investigation. There was no evidence that any wrongdoing had taken place. It was just a lot of suppositions, and it was politically motivated. It's time for it to come to an end right now here. Okay, now, more trouble for the Democratic National Committee. The Russia report is starting to lose its luster as the primary architects, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper, are outed as leakers, liars, and Trump haters. And this lawsuit is an act of desperation. So But a reminder, all of it centers on that server. The DNC has not allowed any investigators to review its IT systems. So we'll see where that's going to go. But discovery can go pretty much anywhere. Now, let's talk about the economic news. There's been a surprising development over in Europe. The European Union is now pushing the Trump administration to back off sanctions against Russia because these sanctions are harming the economies of Europe far more than they are the economy of Russia. And Europe just wants to go back to doing business, selling produce, trade across the border. They've had it with all of this, stink face at each other, and they want it to be over here. German members of parliament are saying it's time to bring Russia back into the G8, saying that peace in Europe is possible only with the active participation of Russia. We're seeing the rest of the world just throwing up their hands and saying all of this brinksmanship has gone too far. And it's time to just turn around and go on back to where Russia was buddy-buddy with everybody. Go back to doing business here. All right. Now, again, we're looking at the situation in Toronto. Latest report is 9 dead, 16 injured. Still not many details on the perpetrator other than that he was described as Middle Eastern. And you bring, forget about the fact that some of these people were exposed to jihadi combat. You're bringing people in from areas that already have tremendous social problems. And, of course, they're going to bring that socialization with them. It's not like they step off the boat or the plane and instantly their entire interior character changes to something that assimilates with the American people. So apparently over in London, Dr. Martin Griffiths, who's a consultant surgeon at Barts Health NIH Trust, said that there is just soaring violence in Sadiq Khan's London. It's starting to look like South Africa. And he's predicting there will be a summer of carnage. And a lot of this is being done with knives and machetes, which undermines the gun grabber argument that if we ban all guns, we will live in peace. No, you don't. What was that saying they used to have years ago? God made man and Colonel Colt made them equal. So, again, looking all over Europe, all over Great Britain, all over our country, now Canada, this open borders agenda is causing so much damage. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel has basically told German savings account holders they will be held liable if the Eurozone fails. It's a very chilling warning, and Merkel has abandoned her opposition to a common European deposit insurance aimed at offering some protection across the bloc, but said that her countrymen will be liable in the event of it hitting the rocks. So Germany, like the United States, basically plunders the people to save the banks. Could be the other way, actually. It's our money supply. It's our country. Apparently the BBC is finally admitting that their employees are all secretly vetted by MI5 to make sure somebody with bad thoughts doesn't get into the beeb. We'll be right back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I want to ask a quick question. I just need you to clear up something for me, please. I'm a little confused by it. Do you think that John F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated or did he die by, as they call it, spatial disorientation?
I think he was assassinated because he was talking about running for the Senate seat that Hillary Clinton eventually sat in.
And who you think was the culprit?
Somebody connected to the Clintons, I would say. I mean, if you go to the top of my main page, there's a JFK Jr. article there. It's like third line from the bottom all the way to the right.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to let you go. Okay, now then. Apparently, there's this guy named Tim Kennedy. He's a UFC middleweight, former Green Beret. And he came on out with this very well-written tweet about why we need guns. And he talks about past tyrannical despots abusing their people. He talks about the Nazis, talks about Stalinist Soviet Union. The only thing that holds the government in check is an armed populace. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us that Second Amendment. Now, the gun grabbers are out there trying to propagandize us all and say, oh, well, you know, the guns are taking lives and you don't really need to protect yourself. I've been running on a statistic for a while that says every year 1.6 million crimes are thwarted in progress by citizens with legally owned firearms. As it turns out, my numbers are a little out of date. And the CDC did their own study and discovered that every year 2.46 million crimes are stopped mid-progress. They're prevented from happening by law-abiding citizens owning legal firearms. Here's where it gets interesting. The study was suppressed. They didn't want the numbers to get on out there because CDC is on board with pushing this gun confiscation agenda. You don't need a gun to protect yourself. You're perfectly safe. The police will take care of you, which is nonsense. But here we have the CDC that they know that far more crimes are thwarted with firearms than are committed with them. Because that 2.46 million defensive uses of guns is 3.6 times more than the number of times guns are used offensively. That's a very good ratio. Now, as you know, there was this shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House, and the suspect, Travis Reinking, appeared to be delusional and believed Taylor Swift was harassing him. And according to the report taken by police, EMS stated Reinking said he believed everyone, including his own family and police, were involved in the plot, which sounds to me like a bad reaction to prescription psychiatric medication. Now, the reason this story did not get a lot of play is the shooter was stopped, and a 29-year-old guy, James Shaw Jr., basically tackled the Waffle House shooter and disarmed him. And so that was a really good thing. And once again, we find out the FBI knew about this guy, knew he had a few blank spots on the hard drive, and they even interviewed him at one point, and they recommended his guns be taken away by the police. Apparently, that didn't happen. But the FBI is out there trying once again to defend themselves for having known there was a mass shooter about to attack and doing nothing about it. Were they hoping for another bloodbath to push the gun grab agenda? Maybe. Now, one of the arguments you will get from the gun grabbers is they try and play on your sympathy for children. You know, the guns are killing children. The guns are killing children. This is a liberal thing. And yet these are the same liberals who are out there saying it's okay to kill unborn babies. Yeah, so it's okay to kill these kids, but these kids, bad, bad, bad. Got to take your guns away. Killing these kids is good, you know. What would happen if abortionists actually used guns instead of needles to do what they do? How would the liberals react to that? Probably their heads would explode. Okay, over in the city of Lakewood, they're starting a database where they want everybody in the city that has a security camera to register that camera with the department. And the reason for this is apparently they've solved several high-profile cases using surveillance footage from privately owned security cameras, and now they just want a database where they can say, the crime happened here, these people have a camera, these people have a camera, these people have a camera, and these people have a camera. I think it's actually a pretty good idea myself. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. Story out of mountainjackpot.com. Sudden spring storm shuts down Highway 67, causes havoc in region. Apparently, they had a brief blizzard, very intense, very short. A lot of snow came on down, and it caused major transportation problems in the region. I love this next story. This one came out of the Terrebonne County Register saying, enough is enough already. Just wringing their hands over the fact that winter has just lasted so long and the snow is still coming down and we're officially in spring since March 20th. And it's still coming on down here. We've actually had an unusually cold spring here in Hawaii. I know it doesn't look like it with the t-shirt and everything. Story coming out of the La Crosse Tribune. Storms bring in snowiest, coldest April and cause plenty of problems. And apparently Wednesday they had their third snowstorm this month. Stranded some people. Everybody's wondering what's going on. Well, what's going on is we're sliding into a new little ice age, a new modern minimum. And the carbon Nazis are still out there screaming, oh, it's global warming, it's global warming. Global warming makes cold weather. Just trust us on that one. Apparently, NPR is coming out with a new streaming series that is again, pushing that narrative. It's all human-caused global warming, and that's what causes the cold weather. They got to think you're really dumb if they're trying to put that one over on you. So, all right. Now, SunTrust Bank has admitted that there has been a data breach and that data belonging to up to 1.5 million customers has been exposed and passed on to a criminal third party. And SunTrust is going to offer free identity protection, but that's hardly just compensation for all the work people are going to have to do to just keep an extra eye, pardon me, on their credit card bills and various other things. It's a hugely inconvenient thing to happen. And you have to wonder, you know, what is going on where they're just not able to secure the data. Now, a little bit of good news. And again, this gets back to the fact that here in Hawaii, a lot of gardening, a lot of Roundup weed killer, and a lot of cancers at Claire's Church. California has defeated Monsanto in court and will go ahead with listing glyphosate as a carcinogen under Proposition 65. Remember, Proposition 65 passed and said products with known carcinogens in them had to be so labeled. And, of course, Monsanto fought it and said, you're going to kill our business. You can't do this. And it was a long, drawn-out civil litigation. It is now over. And the appeals court sided with the state of California and the Center for Food Safety, saying that, yes, any product containing glyphosate has to have a label. It has to be listed as a known carcinogen. Over in Germany, they've passed laws to massively restrict glyphosate. People are waking up to this. People are waking up to the fact that we have companies that are being allowed to sell us very dangerous, toxic materials, all in the name of a fast buck. You can't trust the government to keep you safe. They're not interested. They just want to know how much their share of the profits from these products is going to be, how much they're going to get at the next election campaign. So Germany is now getting rid of their Roundup. It's estimated 40% of all crop growing land has been treated with the toxic chemical. And apparently they're establishing additional restrictions for the use of glyphosate in agriculture, except in areas that easily erode and cannot be exposed to heavy machinery. So they're going to allow it in certain limited contexts. Now, this next story, this is kind of a little weird Okay. And it's a classic case of how liberals can take a good idea and come up with a really bad law. And apparently there is a bill currently pending in the legislature that will ban the sale of all books that include traditional Christian views on marriage and sexuality. And this is coming out of Assembly Bill 2943, which makes it an unlawful business practice to engage in a transaction intended to result or that results in the sale or lease of goods or services to any consumer that advertise, offer to engage in, or do engage in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual. In other words, this bill is out there to protect the transgenders from being told, get out of the ladies' room, or something like that. Here's the problem. The Bible itself contains language about what a marriage is supposed to be. So if this bill passes, it could, in theory, ban the sale of the Bible. I don't think it's going to be enforced that way, but it shows how poorly these things get thought out by the liberals here. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Hey, yeah. You mentioned about this the security issue with SunTrust or whatever and data being breached or whatever have you by some security concerns or whatever, I guess, computerized or whatever. I'm reminded of the scenario with one of the credit reporting bureaus or whatever, which there are at least three or four, maybe more by now, who knows, that had an issue with their information being breached or whatever, security being breached, and millions of people having their credit history or whatever being confiscated or compromised or whatever have you. But the problem, that was part of the problem, but the other part of the problem was that they were looking to charge people for a service to guard and protect whatever information was left over that had not
yes.
been compromised. So what is to say that this financial institution won't charge people for protection of their account or whatever, if there's anything left, from being commandeered or whatever?
Well, they've already said they're going to provide the identity protection for free. And, of course, for those who want a little extra protection, there's always LifeLock. But again, the best way to keep your financial stuff secret is keep your money in cash and keep it at home. You know, nobody can hack that cookie jar.
Except for a sledgehammer.
Well, they have to actually be in your home for that, at which point, you know, you sick the dog on them.
Depends on what kind of dog it is, but yeah, never mind. Okay, just I would query that scenario, so especially this day and time between manual handling of situations like that compared to being computerized and do it, oh no, now what happened, and not being able to get through or whatever.
Yes.
Hence the reason why. Even though the local community bank wants to try and get people to go green or whatever and just do all the banking online, I just simply expressed that I apologize, but I'm not that versed with that kind of thing. I'd prefer to have the manual copy mailed to me instead, but thank you anyway. They still mail the statement.
Yes.
In appreciation of that sentiment. So even if something happens computerized, I have a hard copy version of it, and if they try to say otherwise, guess what? They cooked their goose. Later.
All right. Talk to you later. Yeah, I'm a little old-fashioned myself. I want a paper statement, something I can put in the filing cabinet. I don't like electronic transfer. I want to write out a check. Maybe that's because many, many years ago, there was actually a very early social media platform called CompuServe. And it was actually run by the H&R Block people to utilize their computers in the off-tax season months. And they had set up ways where you could do payment from your bank account to your various, you know, the gas bill, the electric bill, things like that. And there was a massive screw-up, and it caused everybody a huge amount of inconvenience. And that's why, yeah, I want paper. Give me a paper statement. I'm going to give you a paper check. Especially when you look at how easy it is to get into computers, apparently, to get into the databases, to hack the credit cards with the little radio chips in them. I think the less you're involved in that technology, the more cash-based you are, the safer you're going to be. And I think that really is the way to go. I think we've allowed our technology to become decadent to the point of being a danger to our society. It just makes us more and more vulnerable to the criminal underworld to be using all these systems. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls, I hope, and our third hour guest.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Coming up on the top of the hour and our guest. And speaking of computer insecurity, I'm looking at my email box. I am being flooded with all kinds of emails with bogus attachments or phishing attacks, and it really is out of control. And it seems like nobody really wants to do anything about it, but it has become a major, major problem. All right, so getting on back to what happened up in Toronto, 9 people have been killed by this driver. And apparently this Middle Eastern individual literally drove down the sidewalk for 2.5 kilometers. That's a long, long distance to go. And apparently then abandoned the van and tried to run, but they did catch up with him. So it's a terrible thing to see happen or to have happen to somebody that you know. But again, it's a reminder that nations have a natural right to decide who does and does not come into their country from other parts of the world. And to basically say, people who are violence prone or have other issues, we don't want them. And there's nothing racist about that. It's common sense. But we need to get our borders back under control, and we have to do it right now. And certainly from Trump's point of view, if he does not immediately get a national voter ID law enacted, he's going to lose Congress in November, and he's going to be a single-term president. Because the Democrats are openly admitting they're using the illegal immigrants to vote Democratic. They're openly registering illegal immigrants to vote out in California. These are all crimes. Why are people not being arrested for this? That's what I want to know. Anyway, let's see. Apparently the royals have a new baby. That's kind of fun stuff here. Apparently Rand Paul has changed his mind, and he's going to vote yes for Mike Pompeo. So that's a new development there. Another article talking about how the Waffle House shooter in Tennessee was interviewed by the FBI before the shooting, and they didn't do anything about it. We seem to see this happen over and over and over again. Did they want this guy to shoot up the Waffle House to push the gun grabber agenda? Thankfully, that other gentleman, the 29-year-old, intervened, and the shooting didn't happen. Are they going to try it again with another one? Apparently, this YouTube user who put up this video of his pet dog giving the Nazi salute has been fined somewhere around $1,000 for that. Apparently, you will not make fun of the Führer or something like that. Everybody's too touchy. You know that? All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with our guest, Dan McGowan, after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.